This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Sheriff Bill Rogers said yesterday that video shared by Thomas Manning's family after his arrest is misleading. Manning said he was pulled from his vehicle and injured after running from law enforcement on March 13th. Rogers said that Manning bumped his head on his truck door while resisting arrest. He was treated and released in an area hospital after fears of an overdose. He faces multiple charges. Rogers' full statement and the video can be found on our website. It was the second time in recent weeks that a chase suspect claimed he was assaulted by deputies. The fire danger is once again extremely high today, and it's probably going to be that way through the weekend, folks, so be careful. Burn bans are in place for Columbus County and the entire state. High winds and very dry air could cause fires to quickly get out of control. Any outdoor burning can result in a citation and court costs, according to the Fire Marshal's Office. Wyville City Councilman Josh Harris has announced his plans to run for sheriff. Harris is the third candidate to throw his hat in the ring, following Josh McPherson and appointed Sheriff Bill Rogers. Harris was a sheriff's deputy and Wyville police officer. He graduated BLET at Southeastern in 2011. Marion Flowers will serve 23 years in prison on federal drug charges. Flowers was arrested after a joint investigation by the Sheriff's Office, Wyville Police, and the FBI in 2021. He has an extensive criminal history, including robbery and assault with a deadly weapon. See this story online for more. Governor Josh Stein and Agriculture Commissioner Steve Troxler on Thursday asked the federal government to allow a USDA block grant to go into effect for farmers affected by Hurricane Helene. Stein signed the Disaster Recovery Act of 2025 last week, earmarking $200 million in state funds for farmers affected by last year's droughts and tropical weather. The bulk of that money is going to western North Carolina, but a substantial portion will go to the drought-stricken farmers in the east as well. The Veterans Memorial Park will host a wreath-laying ceremony Saturday morning, that's tomorrow, to commemorate Vietnam Veterans Day. Events start at 9 a.m. Refreshments will be served afterwards. The park is located on U.S. 701 south of Wyville. Peace Fellowship Church will hold a Blessing of the Animals service Saturday from 10 until 11:30 a.m. The church is located at 5847 Red Hill Road, Wyville. All animals are welcome. Their owners welcome as well, of course. Please have them on a leash or in a carrier. Contact Pastor Jerry Dalton at 843-283-7298 for more information. Milk Before Meat Ministries and Transformation Church will host Fun Day Sunday at Nolan Park in Wyville this weekend. Events start Sunday morning at 10 a.m. with worship. There'll be activities, lunch, and fellowship. The Christian recording artist Stars Go Dim will perform in a special concert April 3rd at Chabron Pentecostal Holiness Church. Tickets are $12 each or two for 20. Call 910-610-8165 for more information. Southeastern Community College, along with City and County Schools, will sponsor a Career Expo April 4th from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. Businesses must register to participate. Lunch will be provided. Call 910-788-6239 for more information. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.